This podcast brought to you by the full-time and part-time graduate business programs of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. Powerful network, legendary brand. That's Notre Dame Business. Learn about our graduate programs in Chicago and South Bend at mendoza.nd.edu.
Straight ahead, why the internet broke. A look at the latest cyber attack.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So Friday morning, as people awoke to scroll through their Twitter feed, catch up on news, or surf the net mindlessly, you may have had some trouble accessing your usual site feeds, services, and beyond. In the morning and throughout the day, everything from Twitter to Spotify to Reddit and major news publications were completely out of commission no matter how many times you tried to hit refresh or switch to and from your PC and smartphone. It was no accident. We've come to learn the culprit is something called a distributed denial of service attack, and it took down a huge chunk of the internet for most of the eastern seaboard. Let's get to the very bottom of what we know, what we don't, and if we're out of the woods just yet. Joining the Tech News Briefing now is Wall Street Journal reporter Drew Fitzgerald with the latest. Hi, Drew.
Hi.
So, oddly enough, in pulling up this story moments before this interview, I had trouble accessing the internet. So let's walk through exactly what this is first. Can you explain what denial of service attack entails?
Sure. Well, a denial of service attack is basically a flood of bad traffic, of data over the internet that isn't wanted. If it's you're running an e-commerce site or you're running Netflix, you want your customers to be accessing your website. You don't want attackers to be accessing the website. But if attackers have enough devices that they control, they can basically essentially bum rush the door and block legitimate users from accessing the site in the first place.
Wow. So let's talk about what happened Friday morning and into Friday afternoon, actually, on the East Coast. Now, it involves a company called Dynamic Network Services. Is that right?
Dyne is what it's known as, but it's a small company, and it actually plays a very large part in how a lot of these websites work.
So Friday morning attacks on Twitter, Tumblr, Amazon, a lot of the biggies. Is this any kind of security issue, or is it just an effort to disrupt the system?
There's no evidence yet that any of these websites have had their data stolen.
Okay.
They've just been blocked, and they've been made it inconvenient for people to reach them. But it is a security issue because these attacks are becoming more common and they're becoming more powerful, especially on websites that are of use to everyday people. Dyne itself is a service that one of the benefits it offers is protection against these types of attacks, and now it itself is the subject of the attack. So obviously, attackers are one step ahead of a lot of these services.
Yeah.
This is a well-respected service, but it appears to be caught off guard by this latest attack.
So it seems like there's a really big moment of limbo here in terms of how do we fight this? What's the denial of service antidote? I guess it's a tricky situation.
Yeah, it's an arms race, and there are a lot of people who have access to these networks, botnets they're called, that are extremely powerful. So they seem to have one over on some of the guys who are trying to defend against these attacks.
Very good. Thanks very much for the update, Drew.
Yeah, no problem.
Once again, we've been speaking to the journal's Drew Fitzgerald. He is covering the story, so you want to check out WSJ.com for the latest. Currently, it's reported that the U.S. government is still investigating to see if it was a criminal act. This is a developing story, and we hope to have the very latest for you soon, so be sure to check back. That wraps up the Tech News Briefing for now. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.